This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In the Middle East, where politics is often about ideologically distinct movements, possibly with their own militias, and where patronage often counts more than good government, Dr. Salam Fayyad is an exception. He's a political independent and a professional technocrat. Salam Fayyad is the Palestinian prime minister. He actually runs the government of President Mahmoud Abbas on the West Bank. In Gaza, the Islamist group Hamas took over by force. Dr. Fayyad is a University of Texas-trained economist who worked for several years at the World Bank. He's in Washington trying to get the U.S. to increase aid to the Palestinian Authority. And he sat down this morning to talk with our colleague, Robert Siegel.
Prime Minister Fayyad, welcome.
Pleased to be with you.
I want to ask you about something that the Israeli Vice Prime Minister Chaim Ramon said yesterday. He said that the aim of the U.S.-backed peace talks between Ehud Olmert and Mahmoud Abbas is an agreement in principle on Palestinian statehood by the end of this year, not an actual detailed peace accord that's implemented this year. Is that sufficient, and do you agree that's the aim of that process?
I don't agree that that's the aim of the process. The stated aim of the process when it was launched at Annapolis was to actually reach a detailed peace agreement between Palestinians and Israelis. That remains the goal of policy, and I have not heard anything on this visit from administration officials, including the president himself, that contradicts that.
When Hamas won the Palestinian parliamentary elections, one of their strongest planks was being against the corruption of the old Fatah government. You stand for good governance in the Palestinian Authority. You've brought greater transparency to its finances. But why hasn't your office assisted in the prosecution of people who were corrupt in the past? Or is it a political reality that there shall have to be a de facto amnesty for whatever happened in the previous government?
You know, it really is not a de facto reality or something that is accepted as a given. It's not. It's a question of priorities. I mean, as a first-order business, doctors try to stop the bleeding before they operate. I mean, that essentially is the approach. So really, as a matter
so you
of—
stopping the graft was
exactly,
more important first
that,
than going to find previous past graft.
Ensuring that you immunize the system and shield it from such occurrences going forward, then that's really the most important thing. That was the major preoccupation of ours, you know, in the first drive for reform over the period 2002-2005. As you know, the system came undone in 2006 after Hamas took over for a variety of reasons. We have just finished repairing the system and putting it back together. It's no longer fragmented. I mentioned yesterday here publicly that the world should expect to be able to log on to the Minister of Finance's website early next month, and you will see that we will be putting out detailed monthly reports of our revenues and expenditures so that everybody can see for themselves, you know, where money is coming from, how it's spent. The important thing about this is not willingness to be open, but ability to be open. We have really put the system back on track. That's really the most important thing. I'm not really setting aside the question you asked about going after people.
But if somebody did loot the Palestinian Authority of millions in the 1990s, should they really fear that they'll be brought to justice sometime?
They should. There is no statute of limitations on corruption. And people who committed crimes like this should at all times feel that they're going to be pursued, because they will be.
When you say that the Palestinian Authority should take over the Gaza border crossing, which you've made the case, why shouldn't the Israelis say in response to that claim, look, the Palestinian Authority was driven out of Gaza by Hamas. If they were to return, they would have to work only at the tolerance of Hamas. And there's no sign of the PA being capable of either running the checkpoints or cracking down on, say, rocket attacks from the Gaza Strip.
But why would Israel want to do the thinking on behalf of Hamas or for Hamas? I mean, let Hamas think for itself.
You think you could negotiate a modus vivendi with Hamas in Gaza?
We, in so far as the crossings are concerned, as a matter of fact, our position on this is very clear, and I think it's practical. What we're really calling for here is restoration of status quo ante when the PA actually managed the crossings on the Palestinian side of the border. Now, I see no reason why we should not be able to do which we are doing before the violent takeover of Gaza. All that is required of Hamas is to step aside and allow this to happen. I don't see a need for there to be negotiation on this with Hamas or anything like that.
no actual agreement reached with Hamas, just a de facto pullback of armed men from the crossings? Wouldn't there have to be some
deal? I don't think it really is difficult to figure out, by Hamas or anyone else for that matter, what is really required for passages to operate. What's required is for there not to be interference by Hamas in the operation passages. If there is violence of any kind, clearly, passages cannot open. Right. If they're open, they're going to close. I mean, how difficult is it for anyone to understand that? Why should there be negotiation or something like that? As I said, all that is required is for them to step aside and get out of the way and allow this to happen.
And do you see any indication that they might do that anytime soon?
Based on the indications I get so far, it doesn't look that way, but this is no reason whatsoever to stop trying. And to really push this forward is the only way to make this happen.
Dr. Fayyad, thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Dr. Salam Fayyad, Prime Minister of the Palestinian National Authority.